morning. How are you?
Great job in the paper this morning.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks for being here for this exciting day for Iowa State University. We are going to have three speakers this morning. We will start out with Dr. Leith. He'll be followed by Jamie Pollard, and then Steve Prohm will get up and say a few opening comments. After he's done with his comments, if you have questions for Coach Prohm, go ahead and address them to them. Please use the microphones that we will pass around. It makes it much easier for the people watching at home to be able to hear what the questions are, so we appreciate you doing that. After Coach Prohm is done with his question-answer session, we'll invite Dr. Leith and Jamie to come forward, and they'll take any questions that you might have for them. So without further ado, please welcome Iowa State University President Steve Leith.
Thank you, John. It's a great day for Iowa State, and it's a great day to be a Cyclone. I'm very pleased to welcome Steve Prohm as our new head men's basketball coach to Iowa State University. We all know that Fred left some big shoes to fill, but I feel fully confident that Steve has the personality and, more importantly, the skill set to not only maintain but build on that level of excellence Cyclone fans have come to expect. I am thrilled with this hire, and I want to welcome Steve to Ames, and I want to welcome his family to the Cyclone family. Before I turn this over to Jamie, I want to say that once again, or as usual, Jamie Pollard ran an excellent search that resulted in an excellent hire, so I want to thank you for that, Jamie. I'll turn the microphone over to Jamie right now. Again, it's a great day to be a Cyclone.
Well, there's never a dull moment being athletics director. I know my heart doctor is not very pleased with my diet, my sleep, and my stress during the last 3 weeks. But if he's out there watching, I'm about to go on vacation, so I think I'm going to be okay. Coaching searches are the most important thing that I can do as a director of athletics. When we have an opening, I take that responsibility extremely serious because it's who we're going to turn over to lead our young men and young women that represent the Iowa State Cyclones. Coaching searches are exciting. They're intense. They're stressful. Because of social media, they can be frustrating. But most importantly, they're fun. I live for the moment. It's the adrenaline rush I get when I think back to when I was a student athlete. This search was unique. All athletics directors say they have in their top drawer or in their pocket their list of candidates if something happened. And to some degree that's true, but for others, I think it's a lot AD speak or coach speak. What made this search unique is we clearly had ample time to do our research. You know, it felt like the search hasn't been going on for a week. It feels like it's been going on for maybe a month. What that allowed us to do, though, was to clearly identify some goals of what we were looking for in our next coach. Number one, they needed to be a good fit. A good fit to this institution, a good fit to our athletics program, and a good fit to our student athletes. We were looking for the values, the personal values of the coach, their demeanor, their attitude, their character. One of the unique things that the time allowed us to do was I reached out, and hard to believe, but I reached out to basketball officials in the Big 12 because I wanted to know about the coaches we were looking at. What was their demeanor on the sidelines? How did they treat you? How did their teams come out of timeouts? It was an insight that I thought was going to be really valuable to deciding who's the right fit. To the seniors, one of my goals was I want these four seniors to not have their senior year cheated because of a situation that was great for Coach Hoiberg, but untimely for them. And when I talked to the basketball players and really thought about what they were saying, style of play mattered and demeanor mattered. They didn't sign up for something different than that, And I felt a responsibility to make sure that was a goal, that we got somebody that fit what they signed up for. Number three, the Big 12 is a players' league. The person's got to be able to recruit. They've got to be able to capitalize on the excitement that we have going with this current team, but I'm more concerned about what's going to happen in years 2, 3, 4, and 5. So the person's got to be able to recruit, and it's got to be able to show that they can recruit the type of players that can compete in the Big 12. They need to be a proven winner. I think back to what made Coach Hoiberg very successful is he's a winner, flat out a winner. When I think back to when Pat Richter hired Bo Ryan at Wisconsin and everybody said, "You're hiring a Division III coach? Are you kidding?" And I remember what Pat Richter said, "Find me a winner and they'll win again." And lastly, we wanted to find somebody that we felt could sustain what we've started and sustain it for a long period of time, which meant they needed to be able to embrace Ames, Iowa, to embrace the state of Iowa, and somebody we thought could not only be successful, but would want to be successful in Ames, Iowa. We cast a very wide net. We had unbelievable interest. In the end, we narrowed it to 7 candidates that we interviewed this past weekend in Atlanta, 6 of which were head coaches. They all did a great job in the interviews, made it actually really tough for us. Good problem to have, but I could feel comfortable today saying any of those candidates could have been here as our head coach. However, one of the candidates, Steve Prohm, stuck out as somebody that met those goals better than anybody else. What made Steve the choice? Fit. He's a family man. Newborn. I think we've spoiled his newborn. He took his first flight on a jet privately up here. I told him that from now on he's going to say, "Dad, we're flying commercial." His faith. He's grounded. He has an understanding of who he is and who he's not. And he's respected by those officials that I reached out to. To the seniors, you're not going to find another coach in the country that's going to run a similar style of play than to what you're used to. And I think you've already figured out what his demeanor is like. It's going to be very comfortable. He's a player's coach. Recruiting, if you can recruit to Murray, Kentucky, I think you can recruit to Ames, Iowa. But when you looked at his roster, he had high schoolers, he had JUCOs, he had transfers. He's done exactly the model that we've found has worked here. He has an NBA player and hopefully a lottery NBA player in several weeks. He's a player's coach. He's a proven winner. I don't care what level you're coaching at, if you can put together the streaks and wins in a row that he's done and found ways not to have those nights when things aren't going well, but you don't find a way to win, winners find a way to win. He's had an incredible success as a head coach, and that's a big piece. When the lights are on, are you ready to go? And lastly, sustainability. He was in Murray, Kentucky as a coach for 10 years. His wife's lived her whole life in Murray, Kentucky. When we talked about what it means to be in Murray, Kentucky or Ames, Iowa, it's about being able to go to the Open Flame. It's about being able to go to Hickory Park. It's about being able to go to Pamela Grocery and know the people and be able to interact with the people and feel like that's where you want to be. And the fact that he had proven success in Murray, Kentucky and enjoyed living there made me feel, and Dr. Leith and David Harris, that we've got somebody that can sustain it in Ames, Iowa. And so for all those reasons, I'm delighted to be able to call to the podium our next head coach, Steve Prohm.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Thank you all for being here today. This is a blessed day for me, for my family, and so thankful for this opportunity. And I really appreciate all you players being here today. That means a lot to me and for where we want to go as a team. Before I get started, obviously, I want to thank three people, Dr. Leith, Jamie, and David, for this opportunity. You've given me a great opportunity here, and I'm going to do my best every single day to make you guys feel very, very comfortable each day that I'm your head basketball coach. So I thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. Before I get started on Iowa State, when you spend somewhere 10 years and your wife's from there, you really got to reflect for a second. So I just really want to sit here right now for a second, just say thank you to all the people at Murray State. Thank you all the people in Racer Nation. Thank you for the support that you gave me when I came there 9, 10 years ago, and my wife for the last 30 years that she's been there and her family. To my AD, former AD, excuse me, Jamie, to my former AD, Alan Ward, thank you for giving me my first opportunity. I'll always be grateful to you. And to my first president, Dr. Dunn, thank you for believing in me. And to my former president, there's that's now, I got to get used to this. I've been somewhere for a long time. Dr. Davies, thank you for believing in me as well. And then Dr. Tim Miller as well. To the fans, all the coaches that I work with there, thank you. And to all the families and all the friends that my wife and I have built great, great relationships with, I hope we can continue that and we can stay in great touch. And you guys get up here to Ames, Iowa soon and watch us play, because they say there's no better place in the country to play than in Hilton. And I can't wait for that first home game. I love watching it on TV, Big Monday. There ain't nothing better. So that's what I'm most excited about, getting over there. But the one thing, if I didn't take a second, I told these guys last night, this game isn't about me. It's not about the head coaches. It's about those guys right there. And from the bottom of my heart, I wouldn't be here today if I didn't coach some unbelievable players, some kids with great character, some kids with great toughness, some kids with great ability. And that's what I talked to those guys about last night. That's what I want in this program at Iowa State. But to all you former Murray State players that I coached and all the ones in the past, thank you for putting me in this position today and putting my family in this position. But now it's time to get totally invested in Ames, Iowa. And it's the only time to get invested in those guys right there. Those guys right there, you are my first priority. You will always be my first priority. Okay? We will not let each other down. We've got great expectations, and I told you, let's just be great today. And then we'll be great tomorrow, and then we'll do something special together. Okay? It's not going to happen overnight. There's a great culture here of winning that Coach Hoiberg has done the last 4 years, and I'm just here to try to help these guys go a little bit further. I talked to them about what do I want to see out of my players, what do I want to do with my players. I want to challenge them spiritually. I want to see them grow socially, make great decisions in the community, and impact this community by the way they interact, whether it's at camp or whether it's at, I got to learn the store, is it High Five? Or High Five we'll do after the game with the student section. Academically, I want to see you graduate and put yourselves in a position to do great things. And in basketball, they've got great players here. They know how to win. The basketball stuff will all take care of itself. The more success, the more opportunities for each one of you guys. Someone asked what attracted you to this job. And I'll be honest, the first thing, that team. That's just being honest. That team right there. You know, back-to-back Big 12 tournament champions, 3-seed in the NCAA tournament, 4 tremendous seniors that I'm going to look to for great leadership to steer the ship, run the ship, guide the team, because it's your team. Remember that. It's your team. Not my team. It's your team. This fan base, I touched on it briefly, Hilton Magic. You know, watching Big Monday, it's been a dream of mine. To coach at the BCS level and in no better conference than the Big 12. To be at a place that had great coaches from Johnny Orr to now your last coach, Fred Hoiberg, who everybody says about replacing him. I'm not here to replace him. I'm here to learn from him, use him as a resource, and hopefully benefit from all the success that he's had here the last 4 years. He'll be a great resource for me, and he's been very, very welcoming to me over the last couple days, and that's really, really appreciated. The great administration, David, Dr. Leith, and Jamie, that they want to win here, and they want to continue to be very, very successful. My first press conference, it was funny. Both times I've gotten jobs, head jobs, one came in late May, one came in June. So when I first guy I thanked him, I was trying to write my press conference was a lot longer. My first one, I told Jamie I wasn't going to be as long today because I was thanking everybody from my high school coach to the college people I work with. But one of my best friends that I went to college with, he told me, man, you need to break the ice. And the reason my old boss went to Texas A&M, but the reason that opened up is Gary Williams had retired from Maryland. So he said, first thing you need to do is thank Gary Williams for retiring and getting this chain moving. So I said, well, maybe I should thank Fred Hoiberg for taking the Bulls job. And so finally, everybody wants to know style of play. You know, we averaged 79, 80 points a game. We did shoot a lot of threes. The one thing about style of play, I think style of play really boils down to having those guys, making those guys have great confidence in themselves. Having those guys have a great belief that we don't want to let each other down. I think style of play is more than just, you know, and I've watched Coach Hoiberg's tapes to learn and see different things, and you hear him all the time yelling, spacing, 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 spacing. And you'll hear the same thing, spacing, get over there, deepest part of the corner you can be in. So, but style of play is so much more than that. You know, style of play is making these seniors believe in it, believe in me and believe in what we're doing and that we're going to be successful. Style of play, like I said, is making him have just tremendous confidence that, man, you miss a shot, man, I'm ready to go. I'm going to make the next one. I want them playing with great freedom to a point. And then we want to be hard-nosed and aggressive defensively, tough-minded, so we can win on the road. We can win big games at home, and we can have an opportunity to put ourselves in to win a championship. Lastly, I wouldn't be here without my family. You know, my parents are watching. They're in Wilmington, North Carolina. My mom, my dad, my brother's in Boston. I love you guys. Thank you for all the blessings that you've provided me over the years. And then to my wife, you live a place 10 years, it's hard enough. This is the longest place I ever lived was Murray. You live somewhere your whole life, that's tough. Thank you so much for letting me live this dream out. And to our son, Cass, thank you. It's about relationships. And from this moment on, I'm going to invest in you guys. I'm going to invest in this community. And we're going to become one. Thank you so much for this blessing.
Questions for Coach Prohm?
Welcome, Davis, again. Kansas has won the Big 12 regular season title 10-plus years. What's your plan to stop that run?
Mess around.
You know, you just do it day by day. We can't control what Kansas does at Baylor. We can't control what they do when they go play Oklahoma State. We can just control winning each night in Hilton and then putting ourselves in great position to win on the road. And if we can do that enough, then we'll have a chance. We can't control anything else but Iowa State. And so that's our focus. And if we can do that and we can max that out, we'll see where we're at the end. And then hopefully that'll be a game better. But there's no special formula. I mean, I could sit there and say, we got to get great players, but we got great players. But Kansas, you know, obviously they've done an amazing job. Coach Self's to win that many championships in a row is unbelievable.
You mentioned that this main selling point for this program is the players currently on the roster. What makes you confident that you can be successful in that year 2, 3, and 4
that
Jamie
runs? I think the thing that Jamie said, if you look at the makeup of the team, it's real similar to the makeup. You know, our starting, if I just talk about the way we recruited at Murray, our point guard was a high school kid. Our two guard was a high school kid. Our three man was a transfer. Our four and five were two JUCO kids. Our first kid off the bench was a transfer. Our second kid off the bench was a JUCO kid. I think there's a lot of similarities when you look at that. You just got to recruit the same way. Great high school kids, junior college kids to put in position to be successful when they come in here, and then sit out one or two kids a year that can come in and make an impact the following year.
What's kind of your timetable about when you want to get staff set in place?
You know, I told the guys last night, this week is just about them. I need to spend as much time as I can before I leave Friday morning, getting to know these guys and them getting to know me, learning where they're from, telling a little about myself, let them. And then next week, once things play out at Murray, when I get a chance to visit with the assistants here and the operations guy here and support staff here, then we'll move forward with that. But there's not a rush on my end because I understand this is a tough profession, and I'm very, very fortunate to be here. These guys here have done an amazing job. Amazing. Coach Hoiberg just had an unbelievable opportunity. So I need to be very, very respectful to them, but also to the guys that work for me. So it'll just be a process.
Coach, you've got one point guard in the NBA, soon to be two, and you're inheriting a pretty good point guard, too.
Who's that? I'm just joking.
Is it fair to say that you're a point guard coach? You have a touch with point guards and the value of them in your system?
Well, I think any great team is going to have a great point guard. And looking forward to sit down with Monte and visit with him and the other guards on the team as well. Players make plays, though. You just kind of guide them and put them in position. I think if you talk to both the point guards that are going to the NBA, they'd say, hey, coach gave me great confidence, gave me great trust. You know, I'll tell our players, too. I said, if you really want to know how my players that I coach feel about me, watch Cameron Payne's press conference when he went pro. And the one thing he said is, coach believes in me, he trusts in me, gives me great confidence. Those two kids were special, special players, and we want to continue to get those guys. And they've got great careers ahead of them, and Monte does too. But I want to be a point guard coach. I want to be a wing coach. I want to be a post coach. I want to be just a very good basketball coach, and that has teams that are going to win games and represent the university the right way. But we've been fortunate. But I think any great team has great leadership at the point guard position, whether it's scoring that night or whether it's just being an assist man that night. But I can't wait to get to work and with Monte and the rest of the guys.
Steve, you said the team, the players, was one of the biggest reasons for you coming here. How much did you know about Ames and Iowa State? And for a coach, I mean, pretty, how much does a coach have to know about a city to be able, the university, to be able to turn around itself? How did that develop? How long did that take?
Obviously, those guys were a huge reason why I'm here. But obviously, the opportunity to be at Iowa State in the Big 12, and the success that they've had recently, and that we can add on to and continue to run with, is a huge reason why as well. But I think the biggest thing is, you know, and I kind of lost track of. Just give me, say that again. Just what the question? Oh, you know, from a basketball standpoint, I've watched, like I said, you don't get a chance to watch a ton of basketball when you're in your season. But when you get to the road trip and you sit in a hotel, I've watched these guys play a lot because I want to, you know, coaches are steel guys, you know. I'm going to watch and see something good that they do because their personnel fits our personnel. I'm not going to watch a team that's grinding out and scoring in the 50s. You know, unless I'm looking at special situations or different thing, I want to watch somebody's system that fits ours. And so I would watch them. But watching the atmosphere, that's the one thing that just sticks out. Watching Hilton and Hilton Magic, that place is unbelievable. And the one thing, when I researched and talked, obviously everybody said, man, it's cold up there. But they said it's got to be one of the top five places to play in the country. And maybe, you know, one of the top two places in this league to play.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about your philosophy on the defensive side of the floor?
Yeah.
And then what these guys are going to need to do to become a better defensive team?
Offensively, I want great confidence. You know, defense is, you know, you're going to hold them accountable. We're not a team that's going to press and run and jump a ton. You know, we may play a little bit here and there, situational. But you want to play half court, tough, nose, man-to-man, get in some passing lanes, really good ball pressure. And obviously, it dictates on scouting. But we want to be really tough-minded in the half court. And we want to defend and rebound so we can – the best way to run is to defend and rebound and get that ball to your point guard and go. And everybody, you got a wing runner, a rim runner, trail guy, you know. But the more we get stops, the faster we can go. And so we just want to be tough-minded on the defensive end. And talking to them last night, they know, hey, if we want to continue to take another step, let's get better defensively, let's get better rebounding, and let's continue to play offensively, you know, the same way.
What coaches were influential in helping you get to where you are today? How did you learn to be a coach? Who helped in that process?
Well, Billy Kenny's the most influential coach, head coach at Texas A&M. I worked for him for 12 years out of my 13 years as an assistant. And he taught me basketball, but he taught me how to be a man. He taught me how to lead the right way. He taught me that leadership, you have a platform when you're a leader, to invest in people, make a difference. He taught me how to be a man of faith. And so he's been the most influential. When you work for only, really, I worked for Dave Dickerson 1 year at Tulane. But when you work for one man for 12 out of 13 years, he's the most influential, not just as a coach, but as turning me into a man.
To kind of piggyback off that, is there advice you've gotten about what you might need to how you need to adapt what you do from the Ohio Valley to the Big 12? And then the second part would be, are you looking forward to or dreading playing Billy at the end of January this year? Next January on the schedule?
No, we're going to need to win that game. So, it'll be fun before. I mean, once the game starts, you're just playing. You're trying to win. But it'll be neat from a standpoint that we grew up together from a standpoint that my first job was at Centenary College as a volunteer assistant living in the basement of a dorm room. And he was making $40,000 as the head coach there. And we were at the smallest Division I school with 900 people. And now we'll probably be on national television with two great programs playing against each other. You know, probably two teams at that time. You know, hopefully they'll be ranked because I know they're going to have a great team. They got a great recruiting class coming in. And so, you know, obviously the, you know, Big 12 and Ohio Valley Conference, you're not going to compare them, from A to B. But I'm going to coach the same way in the standpoint that, you know, you're not going to change. You know, you got to continue to get good players, great players. You got to continue to get great players. And then continue to just implement your system. But obviously the challenges are going to be greater.
This year, obviously, the roster is well in place, but the year two, you might have six open scholarships. How do you kind of jump into that right away and approach even the July period? And then also some of the people that, you know, Coach Hoiberg has been recruiting, how do you keep and get back in touch with them?
Well, I'll sit down. Like I said, this first week, I really want it to be about these guys. I want to spend the majority of my time just getting comfortable here and getting with these guys. And then next week, once we get our kind of staff starting to piece together, then we'll get off and running on that. Obviously, 2016, 2017 are going to be big classes for us. But ironically, there's a couple people that text you that say, hey, Iowa State's been recruiting me. You know, hopefully you'll still continue to recruit us. And so I'll sit down and we'll look at all that and we'll get off and running. Obviously you may be a little behind in certain situations, but you understand that and you just got to make up for it. And just because you have four or five, six scholarships, whatever it could be, you still got to make great decisions and make sure you're bringing in guys that fit what you want.
Coach, what will be your recruiting approach, and then also how hands-on do you plan on being in the recruiting process?
I want to be as hands-on as I possibly can. And then once they get to campus, hopefully these guys recruit them and the fans recruit them. And so, but I want to be as involved as possible. Obviously, the assistants are going to do a ton of legwork, but I think as the head coach, you got to be involved as possible and help, in the assistant you know, he'll navigate you, tell you at times what he needs you to do, what he doesn't need to do. But, you know, I love text messaging with the kids. I love talking to them. That's the fun part of it, building a relationship with them. And so, you know, that's fun. I enjoy that part of it.
Coach, I was talking to Rick Bird yesterday, and he said that while he was out playing golf, you were probably in watching tape. Are you all absorbed? Is it really that absorbing a profession for you, first of all? And second of all, what do you do to get away from the grind of basketball?
Jamie asked me that same question yesterday. We were driving. He said, all right, besides basketball and your family, what else should you do? And my wife would probably tell you nothing, right? She always gets mad because I rewind the games. You know, I just saw the play. You got to jot the play down, so I rewind the play. Just let the game play. Just let the game play, she always yells at me. And so Rick Bird is one of the best coaches in the country. And going against him, I think that's helped make me a better coach and has helped prepare me. And he's been a big support for me, and I appreciate him. He reached out to me the other day. And when you're 65, I don't know how old Coach Bird is. I don't want to age him if I aged him there, but I'll say 55, Coach. But because I know you're at least 55. But when you've had that success that he's had for that long, you can be on the golf course. I know who I am, so I know I got to work from a standpoint. I got to learn, you know, everything I can each and every day.
Coach, you've got team with a tremendous level of excitement this year, but also a tremendous level of expectations. Just go through your thought process as you're interviewing for a job where, you know, a lot of people have Sweet 16 and higher penciled in for this team before the season even starts.
You know, I think that's the great thing by coming from Murray State. I think at Murray you deal with expectations every day. You know, you win 29 games, they want 30. You win 31, they wanted 32. You know, you get to top 10 in the country one year, they want to know why you're not there every year. But what can hurt you at times, too, and it hurt our team this year, and I told these guys, I didn't do a good job with our guys in the beginning of the year. I didn't challenge them enough. I didn't push them enough. And that's what I think they got to understand and I got to understand, and you do it in the right way from a standpoint, is we got to work. And we just got to work each day. And we can't get focused on the end result. And I'm going to talk to them all the time about 1-0, win the day, max out your job. And if you do that, we're going to do special things. That's why I'm here.
Coach, JB talked about how this has been kind of a month-long process preparing for this. How and when did this start taking shape for you on your side of it?
Well, when he left, I think everybody knew Coach Hoiberg was going to the Bulls for about a since the Cavaliers beat him. But, you know, I said something to my wife one day, and I said, man, that'd be a great place to coach. And we talked about it, and at that point it's far-fetched. And then my agent called me one morning, about 2 weeks ago, I guess, and said, hey, Jamie reached out to me. And somebody else reached out to me and said, hey, I think they may have some interest in you. And then a couple days later, you know, asked me if I wanted to come down and interview. And then 2 days later I was interviewing, and then I was hoping we'd make it through Sunday night so I could watch the Cavs-Warriors game. But I missed the second half, so I'm going to enjoy it with my player. I'm going to watch game three tonight, though, with these guys.
Steve, we've talked a lot about style of play today. And just looking at the numbers, it looks like your team's consistently got faster the longer you were at Murray State. I guess could you just comment on that kind of evolution towards playing consistently faster?
Well, it's probably two things. It's guys getting comfortable, and then me getting comfortable, you know, as my first year, second year, third year, fourth year. And so it's just a process. But we want to play fast. And the better you are defensively, the faster you can play. But playing fast doesn't mean take crazy shots. Playing fast means running the floor, having good spacing. And then what's nothing better is watching guys make the extra pass, you know, open three, dunk, you know, whatever it may be. And so, you know, hopefully we're good on both ends, both offensively and defensively.
More questions? Thank you, Steve.
Thank you guys so much.
If you have any questions for Dr. Leith or Jamie Pollard, they'll both come up here now, and you can direct your questions to them. However you want to do it. Anybody have questions for Jamie Pollard or Dr. Leith?
Good job.
If not, we will conclude the press conference. Thank you very much for being here.